head over to the livestock side of the trade cattle market. This wholesale beef price sure took a punch.
Yeah, exactly right, and it's continuing to take a punch. It got a big lift yesterday from outside market. China's economic numbers were better than expected, and so the outside markets were very positive yesterday. So you saw cattle really jump up there. You saw hogs have some minimal gains, but you're right. The pork choice cutout down about 81 cents last night, select down 95 cents, and you continue to see that go down, and you continue to see packers' margins get deeper and deeper into the red. The underlying support is, as always, production looking to be down into this year, 4.6% from last year. So you're seeing a good stability there because of that, and good stability during the entire week because we never know what that cash price is actually going to end up being. You see packers really holding off, hoping for a big break in futures, and you see the feedlots hanging in there at their higher prices because they know supply is a problem. And last week you saw that cash cattle trade explode a little bit on Friday because there was a larger packer that got caught short, and that got found out by the market, and we saw a little increase in the cash price there. But I think we're going to have to wait again all week. You know, last week I said maybe we'd see some on Thursday. I'm not sure that we will again unless we see a big break in futures, as we talked the last time. Feeders continue to make support here as well. As they reached new highs again yesterday, they're going to continue to support cash cattle as well.
And let's add to the fact that we have a cattle on feed report coming out on Friday.
Exactly. I haven't seen any numbers as far as expectations there, but eventually you'd think that with all this production talk, they are going to look to lower some of those numbers. That's been the expectation every time, and we've still maintained a higher percentage of cattle than last year. And so I think they're slowly looking to see that change and that percentage come down, and I think you're already starting to see it in feeders. As this feeder price just continues to go higher, you're seeing that supply issue really starting to become a problem now.
On the hogs, is the fundamentals causing for some reaction, some follow-through buying maybe in the trade?
I think part of it is fundamentals, but I think another part is that you're looking at a double bottom on the chart too. You are looking at a seasonal low hopefully being in right now. Loin prices did take a jump yesterday, which has helped them to improve here today, and we had the highest close since December 23rd. So obviously, outside markets were a portion of that as well yesterday, but you had a record high November pork exports providing support. Production still on hogs expected to be about 1.9% higher. The biggest thing, as I said last week, that you're going to have to watch on hogs is, does this export power continue? We've talked a little bit about China before and how they were the number two importer this year of our pork production. That's been a fickle thing in the past and can change very quickly, as most of they have the largest sow herd in the world. Most of those are in smaller areas. They're not in big plantations or anything along those lines. So they can pick that up very quickly when their feed costs come down. So if corn does come down after this spring, you might see that pork production in China pick up, and that might hinder some of the imports over there.